Tim, this is Diane. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Diane.
Okay, I have a question related to this last call and the one before. There was such great flow, and it was so conversational. I can hear what you use as cues to move from one step to another, like from the greet to the qualify to the invite, and so forth.
Well done.
What do you use as cues to tie a conversation up when there's that flow, like in the last two calls, especially in the one before this one?
Okay, I understood everything that you asked me or said up mm-hmm. until the point where you asked the question. Ask the question again.
Right. What do you use as your cue to pull back off the conversation, back off the flow, and start tying it up, tying the call up?
Ah, good. Great question. Okay, you got really deep in there that you would ask that question. What I'm looking for is, in other words, there's like this old statement out there that says, never ask a question that you don't know the answer for, and it's the answer that you actually want. Right? And so in its greatest simplicity, that's all that I'm doing. I know that I'm going to ask him. Right? I know where this conversation is going, and I just need to make sure that he's going to go along with me. That's exactly what I'm doing. And so if you'll notice, when I'll say something, I'll say, here's my military past, and then when I hear him laugh, that's when I immediately come off of that and ask some kind of question. You'll hear it every single time. When I get that little bit of a feedback, that means that he and I are moving in the same speed. Okay, so those are those little cues that you can pick up in the way that I do it on those. Anytime that he or she moves it along. Okay, so what's all this? So what's this all about? All right, so very good. We're heading on in to qualify on that one. All right. So, does that answer your question?
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.